two people, but no second date. John, Joe, and Courtney find out why and offer to pay for date number two when this week's couple decides to hang up or hang out on WPOR 101.9.
John, Joe, and Courtney's Hang Up or Hang Out this morning on WPOR. Somebody had a date, and then there was not another date.
Aww.
But if we can get them to agree on a second date, we'll pick up the tab.
We're so nice.
We're nice that way.
Yeah.
Luke went out with Brooke. We're going to get in touch with Luke right now. He's on the phone. Hey, Luke, how you doing? It's John, Joe, and Courtney on WPOR.
What's up, guys? I'm so happy that you were able to coordinate this for real. Thank you.
What's up? We're happy to help you. How did you meet Brooke?
We met at our school library, actually. So, you know, kind of made eye contact a couple times. And after the third time, I mean, I just thought it was pretty obvious we were both clearly checking each other out.
So, hey, now.
Yeah, I dropped it on the table as I left, and she started texting me almost immediately.
So, before we go with any further questions, are you like a high school student? Was this college? You like USM? Where you go?
We were at USM.
All right, good.
Oh, cool. Okay.
All right.
I wasn't sure if
we could do this with high school
He's
students.
He's going to play the 90210 theme for a second.
Did you guys go out?
Wait for the clap.
I've never seen 90210. I'm sorry.
We did go out, and we met up for dinner.
And how did that go?
You know, I thought she was really cool. You know, she was really easy to talk to. I feel like we weren't really missing a beat. It was kind of just going back and forth, and there was a lot of playing around, which I enjoyed. It was fun.
Nice, for sure.
But there was no one upset at anyone else. You didn't say anything stupid.
No feelings hurt.
Right.
I did notice she kept on looking at me funny, and I kind of was just like, what? So it felt kind of like maybe something was happening behind me, and I would like look behind me, but nothing was happening.
Do you have a hanger in your nose, maybe?
Ew. Or, no? What do you think it was? Like, is she a little loony? What's up? That sounds weird.
I'm not sure. At one point, I turned around to see what it was, and there was literally like nothing going on out of the ordinary behind me. So.
Oh my God.
She was looking for an exit.
Like, okay.
We're going to call Brooke. Luke, you've given us Brooke's phone number. We're going to call her on the air in just a second. You hang on. Wait quietly. We're going to hear her side of the story and then get you to join in the conversation, okay?
Yep, that sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Hang up.
Yeah, I'm hanging on, hanging on.
Or hang out. With John, Joe, and Courtney on WPOR 101.9.